Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the times of fitna and fasad and the coming of Dajjal. So we started this long hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So just continuing with this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now explains that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam and his followers will remain confined to the extent that if any of them has the head of an ox, it will be more valuable to them than 100 dinars are to you. In other words, such confinement they'll be in, no exposure. Now we normally know supply and demand. The higher the demand, the higher the cost. The lower the supply, the higher the cost. So now it will be so difficult, they will be so confined for that period, that one head of an ox will be worth so much, that more than 100 dinars to you. Isa alayhi salatu was salam and his followers will besiege Allah, and Allah now will make it easy. Allah will send down insects in the necks of Ya'juj. This is the time when the Ya'juj and Ma'juj will be released. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down insects in the necks of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, which will cause them to die all at once. Isa alayhi salatu was salam and his companions will descend, and they will not find even a handspan of land without their corpses and their stench. So much they'll fill the earth, handspan, that they won't even find, well, from year till year, that amount they won't find of land that is empty, except that there'll be corpses of this Ya'juj and Ma'juj that will be there, stinking with stench. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions will besiege Allah, and Allah Pak will send birds like the necks of camels, which will carry and dump the corpses wherever Allah Pak wants. Allah Pak will send down birds. This is a system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What he wants to send, how he wants to send, what he uses, what he doesn't use. This is the system. So birds with necks like the humps of camels. In other words, or birds like the necks of camels. In other words, such long necks. So he will send birds like the necks of camels, which will carry and dump these corpses wherever Allah ta'ala wills. Allah ta'ala will then send rain that will spare no house of mud or hay, and he will wash the earth until it is clean as a mirror. Allah Pak will clean with his own system of cleaning, own auto valley. Allah Pak will send down rain and clean the earth as clean as a mirror. The earth will then be addressed, produce your fruit and restore your blessings. On that day, so much of barakat, Allah will give so much of barakat, that a large group of people will be able to eat from a single pomegranate. Big group, big jamaat will be able to eat from one pomegranate, and they will obtain shade from its peel. Can you imagine how big its peel must be if a big jamaat can get shade from the peel of the pomegranate? Milk will have such blessings that a single milk producing camel will provide sufficient milk for a large group of people. A cow will provide sufficient milk for an entire tribe. For a whole tribe, a cow will provide so much of milk. What we learn from here also is that barakat is a thing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he wants to send barakat, he'll send barakat. When he wants to hold back, just before that, one head of an ox is worth 100 gold coins. And now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to produce, one cow can give milk for the whole tribe. This is when Allah Pak wants to give, he'll give. And when Allah wants to hold back, he'll hold back. It's all his prerogative. And a goat will provide sufficient milk for a family. While these events are unfolding, Allah Pak will send a pleasant breeze that will reach them beneath their arms, and it will take the life of every believer and a Muslim. How nicely Allah Pak will take the believers away at that time. Now he's taking close, Qiyamah, very close. Allah Pak is taking away the believers. How? Like how you get a cool breeze. Everyone enjoys that breeze. It's not something that's hard on the people. It's enjoyable. It will reach under their arms also. Such a nice breeze. And that breeze, now Allah Pak will cause that, or use that, to take the life away of all the believers. Now who will be left? Only the wicked people will remain, and they will commit adultery in public like donkeys. Upon them the day of Qiyamah will dawn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. When we hear these incidents, we must make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah, if we happen to be alive, make us from amongst the believers. Make us from amongst the ones that remain steadfast. A Muslim is one that he remains steadfast and he helps others also to remain steadfast. Not only that he remains, but he helps others also to remain steadfast. And a disbeliever is one that stops himself. He doesn't remain steadfast. He doesn't progress in deen, and he stops others also from progressing. Hazrat Mu'adh Amir rahmatullahi gave one incident to explain this. He says that there was a battle that had taken place, and all the people that were there on the battlefield, Now all the bodies were lying. There was just one person that was injured and he was lying there. So he saw one person, a Baniya person from the army that was walking, part of his army, Baniya was walking. And now it was at night, so it was towards the evening. So when he saw him, then he asked for help, but this person didn't want to give any help, any assistance to him. So then he screamed out that, "I've got a purse in my back. What you do is rather you take this money, at least you'll benefit from it, rather than the enemy coming and taking this purse and taking my money away, at least you can take this money." So he explains that Baniyas have got a lot of liking for money, love money too much. So he said that now quickly he came, lowered himself to come take out the purse from the person's back. Now this person that was injured, he mustered all the strength that he could. He picked up his sword and chopped the Baniya's leg, broke his leg. So now the Baniya fell down. So he said, "Oh, you foolish person, who carries a purse into the battlefield? And who will have a purse on their back? Who does that?" So now this person said, "But why have you done this to me? Why have you done this to me?" So he says, "I would have spent the whole night here alone on this battlefield. At least now I got company. You will be here with me. So there's some benefit that I got by chopping your leg." So now then Baniya replies to him, "You're such a bad person that you can't walk and you're not allowing others to walk also." So the Mautanvi Rahmatullah is saying our example is like that. Sometimes we are unable to walk, but we stop others from walking. Whereas a believer and a Muslim is one that he walks and he takes other people with him also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.